Hello and welcome to the 54th episode of WCAT Chats. Alex Carr, joined alongside by Nitin Raju and Palmer Ruth, and a special guest and an illustrious career with Phillips Moore. Palmer will list off the accolades shortly, but before we get to that, I wanted to call out for the baseball season coming up. We got Holy Innocence region play, and these two games will determine who's a region champ. So make sure to come out tomorrow night, Thursday night, starting at 5:30. Carter Barth will be on the mound. As we know, CBCG, he always gets the job done. So make sure to come out and support, as it's going to be lively, and make sure you're there. So Palmer, you want to read out? You want to
sure.
introduce?
We'll start with the most important. Already been on WCAT Chats once on early signing day. Also, we had him on another time, but you never got to see that exclusive Guatemala interview. But to the more important things, Phillips Moore, I mean, athlete, co-chair, pan man. What else we got here? Multiple All-American, honor roll. So he's a student. Charles C. Brightup Jr. Award winner. The James Funk III Award winner. USA number one. Did I already say national champion?
National champion for discus and...
No, just the weight throw. That was indoor.
Which, how many people have ever heard of weight throw before you did that? Because I had personally never heard of weight throw.
Probably no one down south. It's pretty big up.
Yeah, what is weight throw?
It's pretty big up. All right, so weight throw is... All right, well, they're all kind of... Most throwing
throw
events are kind of like throwing a
cannonball.
Like, I get a lot of jokes saying, oh, I'm Phillips. I throw rock far. I go to college. But it's like this 25-pound ball... there's like a carabiner link on it, and then there's a handle. You spin around a little fast, throw it, see how far you can go. Threw it 79 feet, 80 feet, around there.
What was the one that you threw 129 feet? I saw you said like
170 something.
I threw discus. The discus, it's 1.6 kilograms.
How many pounds is that?
That it's 2.
Close to like four, yeah, 4-5-ish pounds.
Per pound.
Something like that. I threw that 180 feet this Saturday. Jeez. Broke Coach Joel's record. There's a good series of photos of us running up to each other, giving a chest bump, but then might have been a little too excited and knocked Coach Joel over. Just, you can see the series of photos. He just slowly goes down. Great photos.
Uh-huh.
Taken by? Is it by you?
That was his, yeah.
Oh, no, it was actually taken by my dad.
Oh.
He got out there, so he started yelling at the referees at basketball games. That's how he got into it.
Great video of you doing it, if it'll replay.
There, right there.
Yeah, so out of all of your awards, what would you say is the most meaningful to you?
Probably co-chair. I like the co-chair title. It's a lot of fun. It's good to know that, you know, my peers have liked me and they trusted me to get them what they want and serve the school. So I like that a lot. Shout out to Ava Ramsey, the other co-chair. Got a lot of work done, just finished up field day. We have one more thing left, and it's new this year. It's going to be the seniors' honors assembly, and they're switching up the timing of that. It's actually going to be on the last day of school this year. I don't really know how public this is. I think it's pretty public. So we're going to switch that up a little bit, probably try to make it a little bit more entertaining, and yeah.
And what's it like being in that leadership position, just like having, knowing that people are looking to you for guidance or something like that?
It can be pretty big sometimes, but normally it's just like, you know, you got to make a plan and follow that and we'll get what needs to be done. So, you know, Abe and I work pretty hard together, always on some like late night call, trying to plan stuff for the meetings and stuff, and, you know, getting everything together, making some store runs or getting spike balls for field day. That was a fun one. I had to drive out to some random Walmart to come get them, but we got them though. I think a bunch of people like spike ball, so yeah.
Yeah, being a co-chair, everyone around campus sees you at a lot of the sporting events. If you had to say, what was your favorite sporting event of this year?
Ooh, favorite sporting event of this year?
Oh.
Ooh, I'm going to be honest. It's definitely going to be that Druid Hills
basketball
game.
It's Druid Hills.
Yeah. Druid Hills basketball game is a good one. I knew we had to bring the energy there. You know, as Hay says, the house center is rocking. It's rocking. I don't know. Basketball games were pretty fun. Football was fun. And I think my, like, best, like, fan experience ever, though, wasn't a small game. I think it was still a playoff game, but not many people there. It was a boys' soccer game last year against Southeast or Southwest Whitfield. Playoff game came down to PKs. They had their whole student section. It was all their families and everything. And then there was like a couple of us, and it was a good game. It really came down to the last save by Lucas Searle, I think. It was a good game though. That was my favorite game I've ever been at. That was just tons of energy, tons of fun.
And what's been your favorite game as a player on the field?
Player on the field.
Or in the circle or whatever it's called for, you know, all your field events. Just their field.
He does the field things.
Yeah.
So I guess it's
I guess it does work.
Yeah.
Let's see. Try to think. Probably, I love the Meet of Champions meet at the end of the school year. I think it's a week after state. We go to Georgia Tech, and there's a big meet between all divisions. So if you were the state champion, you're automatically in. And if you weren't a state champion and you meet a certain standard, you're in. If there's still spots left, if you're top 16 in the state ranking-wise over all divisions, you're in. That's always fun. It's a nighttime meet, which we don't normally have a lot of. And you just get to like kind of be in the city. You get to throw, have some fun. There's some really big trophies. I have one at home. It's probably about this tall. It's big. Probably my favorite trophy out of any of the ones I have.
I was about to say, what's that trophy cabinet looking like over there at the Moore household?
It's all over the room. We got awards and everything. I try to throw them away, but my mom doesn't let me. Hopefully, my parents don't embarrass me tomorrow at signing day. My dad did mention something about putting on every single medal I've received. I really hope he doesn't walk in and do that. That'll just...
Well, I mean, Alex, when you interview him after signing day and you see the medals, you know what question you're going to now.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And also, talking about your parents, what does it mean to you to have them by your side and their support for you?
It means a lot. I know a lot of people, they have their parents push them and stuff, but one of the things with my parents is, I don't know if this is a special connection we have, but I just kind of, they know I'm going to push myself as much as I want to, and they know I'm really bought into it, so they don't really have to push me as much. So it's really like they're the ones being like, okay, you can relax. You don't have to do this. You don't have to go practice on Christmas, on Easter, on Mother's Day. You know, you can stay in. You don't really tell them no. We'll get into a little bit of a fight about it, but it's all good. You know, I won the fight about my sister's graduation. I'm flying in late, so I get to stay a little bit to throw a little bit more. But it's great having them by my side. I think it's definitely been a major part of my journey, especially last year when I rushed my UCL. That was like a big part. Having them by my side helped a ton.
How does one rupture their UCL? Or isn't it a pushing motion? Or did you get a little too much layback?
So actually, I didn't rupture it at the elbow like most pitchers do in baseball.
You did thumb?
I actually did out the thumb. I was playing a football game against Holy Innocence. Yeah. Another reason why I'm going to be there at the game tomorrow with the pan. We're going to beat Holy Innocence. Beat Zach Jackson. That was actually the person I was trying to tackle. thumb came down wrong. I guess we can put it in for the camera. Came down. Already started going out. Then I rolled over it. Didn't feel good. Hand was already taped up and everything. Knew it was kind of bad from then. Jeez. Then I went over to go see our great trainers, John, Donna, and Don. And yeah.
How does the do you know like how it connects from the inside?
It connects from like starts like up here and it starts going down.
I want to make sure.
And it goes all the way across to your like thumb. So I have like a pretty big scar right here where they went in and they like pulled it back up, brought the capsules back in because I think I messed those up too. And then they put these two like bone kind of like screws. They said it turns back into bone after a little bit. And then I also have an internal brace on my end of my thumb, like kind of where the hinge is. So the UCL goes all the way over there. I know some other people where when they they mess up their UCL, their bone, part of their bone actually comes off with it. Mine actually stayed. I don't know if that's because I drank too much milk. I only go through like a gallon every like 2 gallons a week, gallon a week. I don't know. It could be that.
That's a lot of milk. Thank God you're not lactose intolerant.
Yeah.
is milk your go-to? I mean, everybody kind of has their thing, but what's your thing when it comes to like your superstitions? Do you have something you always have to drink? Anything you always have to do before you throw?
Let's see. So normally it's got to be a good breakfast. If I'm not feeling like stuffy or sick, I'll go with milk. If not, I'll go with a little bit of OJ, some water. At home, we only have we have the non-pulp ones, but if there's pulp, I'm definitely grabbing that. But it's normally a breakfast. I'm normally a really big breakfast guy because when it gets close to competition, I don't like to eat. I'll snack a little bit during the competition to keep something on my stomach. But let's see, I have two ideal breakfasts. So the first one, let's see, this is 6 eggs, 1/2 pound of bacon, 4 slices of toast, no butter, and like a bowl of fruit and maybe like a side of grits. Or I'll go like a big thing of corned beef hash, 6 eggs and some toast.
What time do you wake up in the morning to prepare all of this? this.
Okay, so this depends. Like, so if it's like Saturday meet, so whatever time I'm supposed to throw around, I normally like to be up around 4 hours before. So if it's like a 10 a.m. meet, I'll be up. It depends, because normally there's a bunch of flights, and luckily, since I'm at the higher end, I'll like, okay, I can take a gamble. I'm probably going to throw a little bit later because I'm in the second or third flight, so I can wait a little bit later. But sometimes it's a one flight, two flight thing, and it's a 9 a.m. start, so I'm probably waking up 4 a.m. or so. I just like really being up and my nervous system being awake, so I'll either get up, just not laying down, so I'll either go cook, or my dad will be like, no, I'll cook it. So I'll just be sitting up in my room probably playing some Xbox or something, or maybe doing some homework. And yeah.
Wow. That's a lot of food. I typically skip breakfast. Wow.
Another question is, what did you have for breakfast today?
Oh, today. came downstairs, like, man, I need some protein, because I try to always get 30 grams of protein every meal and eat every like 3 hours or so. Just some protein. So I'll eat like some protein bars. But this morning I had it's probably not the best. I think I had I had 2 eggs and some pork chops. I got like 34 grams of protein from those today. My dad cooked them over the weekend on the grill. Big green egg, love those. So I had that. He had an egg or two, fried hard. And then I had some tea. I've started liking some like decaf black tea, or like maybe just some hot water in the morning, just waking me up, because I haven't been feeling great the past few weeks.
And going back to Nitin's question, do you have any superstitions when you're at the meets?
When I'm at the meets? I'm trying to think. I normally don't talk to my parents. I guess that's one of them. And I just don't like talk to my parents, because they normally get in my head sometimes. Not like they're trying to, but just gotta be on my own. I don't know. I don't think there's any like crazy superstitions. Just pretty much just have some fun. Go far.
I mean, with Thursday being, you know, signing day, talk me through, you know, the recruitment process, landing at Duke, and kind of your excitement for the next 4 years up there in North Carolina.
Yeah, so you said the recruiting process, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so recruiting process was a little odd. I know it was a little tricky, especially like looking at, you know, football, that recruiting kind of starts a lot earlier. With throwing, it's normally your junior year. You kind of start into junior year, mid junior year, you start talking to schools. You can start taking some unofficials, and then you pretty much commit. For a lot of people, it's you're before that November 1st deadline, because that's the early decision, early action. Then a lot of people also don't commit till way later. So I still have a bunch of friends committing even now, but even I've had people that I'm friends with, they don't commit till like June-ish or so. It's weird. It's weird sometimes. Sometimes they'll take a gap year and they'll commit. It's really late sometimes, because when people don't commit, that another spot opens up. But there's so many people that want that spot, because there's only on one track team. If you think for the guys track team, it's like 12.6 scholarships, and then that's how much there is for the entire team. So they split it all up, so you don't really know exactly how much is open for you that year. So I think I started talking to Duke. I got a lot of recruitings through Instagram, at least for throwing. I got a DM from the coach on my throws Instagram. I think it was like...
Slid into the DMs?
Slid into the DMs. I think it was the day after, the day before Nationals out in Oregon for Outdoor Nationals. And I started talking to him. I kind of went on from there. I think I took an unofficial that summer with my parents. We just went up there, walked around, really liked the campus. And then I'd been talking to some coaches. Some coaches, throwing coaches move all the time. Like, they get, not like they don't always get fired, but sometimes they just leave, go somewhere else. So they move around a lot. So that's tricky with recruiting, because sometimes they'll leave, then they'll try to get you at another school. And you're like, I don't really know about that. Because I was going more for like academic schools. So Duke's great school. They're throwing great. They have the number 2 hammer squad right now in the nation, which they're doing amazing. But I was looking more at the school side. So if I was going throwing, I'd probably think, to me, some of the top throwing schools are either Nebraska or like Kennesaw State University have some good throwing teams. So kind of stayed with Duke. Sorry, I got sidetracked. Stayed with Duke. And then, you know, after taking my visits, I think I took a total of 6. So luckily they expanded the amount you could take. So I narrowed it down between Princeton and Duke, and then I realized, you know what, Duke feels more like home, and so yeah, big Duke.
And is there a thought about going maybe beyond college? Like, I'm not entirely sure what for the throwing realm it looks like, but.
Yeah, so post-college throws, I don't really know yet. I don't know how I'll transfer over to college because college weights are, that's another thing about recruiting as a coach, is taking a gamble on you. The college weights are a lot heavier. So, like, the weight throws an extra 10 pounds. The shot put's an extra 4 pounds. The discus is another 4.4 kilograms, which is still a good amount. Let's see what else. Hammer goes up another 4 pounds. I think javelin goes, I don't know how much the javelin weighs, to be honest. It's, they go by grams, and I've never touched a javelin, to be honest, so I don't really know how those work. But I'm pretty sure those get heavier, too. So it's a real mix of stuff, so I don't really know exactly. If I'm able to, I'd love to, but kind of undecided right now. But my friends, some of my training buddies, Daniel Hall, he's the USA champion. He's won a couple of other events. He just opened up this weekend from Ramona, Oklahoma, and now he's ranked number 2 in the world right now. Pretty big throw, number 1 in the U.S. So hopefully he goes to the Olympics this year. I think he's in medal contentions. I think he got like 7th in Tokyo. And then my other friend opened up at the same marks that my friend did for the Tokyo Olympics. So it should be pretty good. I have 2 guys that hopefully make the Olympics this year.
Wow, that's... That's amazing.
Yeah, that is really cool. Do you what steps do you have to take to be able to get to the Olympics?
Steps. I'm gonna be honest. I try to make it simplest for me. I just do exactly what my coach says. I let him plan out everything. Like in that instance, I've really learned how to like trust the process because I've watched my like Olympic buddies how they've like in the past always like tried to tweak the plan, make their own changes to stuff in college and everything, but never really fully worked out. They're starting to realize, you know, I should have just let my coach's plan go and let it work its course to actually see where it's going to take me. So pretty much do whatever my coach says, whatever he wants me to do, whatever he thinks is best. So, you know, if he told me, you know, don't eat for 3 days straight, you know, I'd probably do it if it's going to make me better. Or if he says gain 30 pounds, I'd do it. But, yeah, I just pretty much do whatever he says, stick to the plan, stick to the training, and just pretty much believe in the process.
I mean, it's just kind of surreal hearing all this because you know someone that's just a year older than you talking about potentially going into the Olympics, which is just crazy. But now kind of stepping away, being a senior, this is your last year. Talk to us. What's been your favorite moment just over these past 4 years in high school at Westminster?
Past 4 years, favorite moments? Let's see. I think my favorite moment every year, so aside from sports, is probably the senior tradition of the mudslide. Yeah. That's always fun. It's not always easy saying goodbye to your seniors, but, you know, give them a good old, big old muddy sloppy hug. Down at Broyles is always fun. You know, you get to see them take some photos. Just trying to think. I think Henry Douglas picked me up last year. He tried to throw me down the slide. I was like, no, because I'm still in my school clothes. He just didn't care. Or, like, you just get hit with the water guns. So I feel like that's probably my favorite part is, the senior mudslide every year. I'm really looking forward to this year. Should be fun. Hopefully I'll see y'all boys there. Be careful on Thursday. I'll probably get you with the water gun. You might want to put your book bags down if you see me. But I'm pretty sure favorite part is probably that senior mudslide.
Yeah, the senior mudslide always a favorite. 2 brothers have graduated for me, and just watching the joy with them reuniting with all their younger peers and such and just saying goodbyes, it's always an emotional time. Anything that you're looking forward to the rest of the we'll just cut that out. You already said senior mudslide.
Yeah.
I was thinking of that.
All righty. Well, you know, we kind of wrap this every interview up with this question. You give one piece of advice to a younger you, a younger Phillips Moore, just, you know, a younger, you know, person wants to be a great person like you've ended up, you know, what would that piece of advice kind of be?
Oh, wow. Okay. It's definitely something I've learned this senior year is school's important. Keep it up. But learn to relax. Sleep. Get a lot more sleep. You know, don't spend the entire night studying. You're not really getting much done. Pay more attention in class. You really don't have to do much else outside the classroom, this, at least for me at least. I've stopped studying, I'd love to be honest. I maybe study like 10 minutes per class if I have something like coming up. But I stopped studying. I pay more attention in class. And be honest, my grades are a lot higher. It's a lot more easier to keep up those A's. And, yeah, so I've been sleeping a lot more. And it's a lot easier, to be honest.
Well, that's some pretty good advice. I might utilize that myself, see if it works, hopefully. I'm tired of studying. All right, well, Phillips, thank you so much for joining us. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for coming on.
And good luck with the rest of your senior year.
Thank you. And everyone in the crowd, please make sure you show up to the baseball game Thursday. It's a big one.
Yeah.
Let's go Cats.
Go Cats.